Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, and we're going to begin our program today by talking with you about the relevance of the Wisconsin idea in 2010. The boundaries of the campus of the university are the boundaries of the state. That's sort of been the Wisconsin idea for a long, long time. But Tom Plager, Dean and Campus Executive Officer and Associate Professor of Anthropology and Archaeology at the UW-Baraboo Sauk County Campus, is with us today to talk about the Wisconsin idea, maybe how it's changed over the years, what's the relationship of the Wisconsin idea to our land-grant mission of the UW. Lots of things to talk about with him, and I'm interested in what you have to say. Are we still relevant? Is that Wisconsin idea still relevant in 2010? How should it change or how could it change? Give us a call with your comments and opinions at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. Tom Plager with us by phone today. Tom, hi. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Always great to be with you, Larry. Enjoy the program, and always amazed at the far-reaching impact the program has, the number of people I hear from afterwards. So thank you for having me as a guest today.
Well, appreciate it very much. In your view, what is the Wisconsin idea, and maybe how has its definitions changed?
Sure. And the perspective I'm coming in is from a lifelong resident in the state and someone who's worked in the University of Wisconsin system for all my professional life at a number of different campuses and institutions. And it's an idea that I became familiar with, I think, as a college student and as an administrator. I've had some interest in learning a little bit about its history and how it impacts my own institution and the rest of the system. I think the first formal recognition of people understand of the origins of the Wisconsin idea probably comes out of the land-grant mission of the UW, which I know we'll talk about today, but it was Van Hise in 1904. He was a president of the University of Wisconsin, now University of Wisconsin-Madison, from 1903 to 1918, and he talked about that the benefit of the university should reach the entire state, and he doesn't talk specifically about access. I think later that was interpreted as access, but I think his original concept was the expertise of the University of Wisconsin, its research, its resources should have an impact either directly or indirectly every corner of the state. Later in the early 1900s, La Follette, of course, with the progressive movement, thought of the university as a real resource in terms of its faculty to help shape public policy in the state. And I think people at that time thought of the Wisconsin idea as being intertwined of the university and government working together to better Wisconsin. And if you look at higher ed literature across the state, it's really out of these two combined ideas that I think people think of the Wisconsin ideas about promoting access. And it was really in the 30s and into the 50s and 60s that the idea that the resources of the university, whether it's expertise, whether it's lifelong learning, whether it's access to a formal education, should extend everywhere in Wisconsin. And the current definitions, I think, vary from institution. Clearly, Madison sees that as extending much further than Wisconsin and global in reach in terms of what the university can provide to bettering society.
You know, and we have this land-grant mission, the UW-Madison. We're a land-grant institution. I think that some of that comes into play, too, doesn't it?
Well, it does. My understanding of the land-grant mission is in the 1860s, the Morrill Act, which was a federal act that allowed the sale of federally controlled lands and states to further develop their universities, and particularly in the areas of sciences, agriculture, and engineering, and to make those colleges and those programs relevant to the states and to benefiting the states. So in many states that have land-grant institutions, the original outreach mission, the idea that the benefits of the university should be applied and relevant to stakeholders in that state, really come from that original creation that was born out of federal money that was raised to help develop our university. And in other states, that's the case as well.
Yeah. Are we quite a bit different, or are we different from other states in the way we've organized our public universities?
Well, we are, and there's a lot of really interesting literature out there about the history of the University of Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Idea. There's a great website, wisconsinidea.wisc.edu, that's, I think, put together by the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And you can follow a timeline of the development of this idea and the development of the university system. And what makes our state unique is we have a very robust university system where we don't have independent institutions but that are part of a larger institution. And in many states, the land-grant mission led to the development of extension. And so in the majority of states, in fact, virtually all, the extension services are connected with a single institution. I grew up right in Marinette on the border between Michigan and Wisconsin, and in Michigan, extension agents, the co-op offices, are Michigan State employees, versus in Wisconsin, we've organized with a very unique system of 26 campuses in a statewide institution called the University of Wisconsin Extension that carries out outreach activities on every campus and in every county of the state. And that's really quite unique.
Yeah, that's interesting. Joan in West Dallas has a comment or question. Let's turn to her. Joan, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I'm just on my way to teach, but I couldn't help but ask if he would speak a little about the Wisconsin Idea Theater. Robert Gard started it. It was my first job out of college in 1952 with the Orchard Hill Players, and we were the first and only community theater in the entire group. The tent was at Devil's Lake, and we had some actors there who went on for national fame, and I just wondered if he's old enough to remember that.
I'm probably not old enough to remember that, and I don't know a whole lot about it. I'd be very interested to learn about it, given that I'm at the University of Wisconsin campus in Baraboo, and that history, of course, being in our backyard. I'd be very interested, so this is something I need to learn about, but I don't know much about this program.
Now, Bob?
We stayed on a farm, and I got to drive the company truck because I was the only woman who knew how to drive a stick shift.
Joan, I tell you what, the Wisconsin Idea, as it relates to the, I think as it relates to the arts, it's a great example of how the resources, in this case, Robert Gard was the sort of the originator, or one of the key originators of it, extended the arts to across the state, especially to areas where maybe there weren't many opportunities.
And that fits exactly with what the original Wisconsin Idea mission was. And originally, I think people think of it as agriculture and sciences, but the performing arts and the visual arts and all of the enrichment that comes with having a great state university, it sounds like this is part of that history that brought arts to places, remote places like Baraboo. So yeah, it's something I'm interested in going to pursue after the interview today.
All right. Joan, thank you very much for calling. Good luck with your teaching today. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Ken in Madison. Ken, hello to you.
Yeah, let me stick a little pin in that balloon there, the Wisconsin Idea. You know, one objection I have to it is this, is that you're tying, you know, a whole bunch of information. You're building up the state. And a lot of the ideas that come out of the University of Wisconsin are of a decidedly leftist inclination. And, you know, I go to combat some of the things that promoters want to grow the size and cost of government, and I'm looking over and I see somebody who is on the payroll quite often, either a bureaucrat, a university professor, or whatever. And, you know, what's happening in this country right now is that this state worship is destroying us.
Well, let's get a comment from Tom Plager. Dean Plager, what do you think?
I think that's an interesting comment. It's one that I hear from time to time in the community. In fact, it wasn't too long ago I had a very spirited debate with a similar viewpoint that the university produces exclusively liberal ideas, and I think that universities are, at their nature, a place where you explore ideas and hold open minds. It's really what about a university education is about, and what a university is about in terms of the pursuit of knowledge and the pursuit of truth. But the university system, and certainly at our campus, we're interested in having as diverse of ideas as possible. So I don't think that there's an exclusive interest in only one political perspective or one type of perspective. Rather, we try to seek out as broad a range of people to work at our institutions to have as diverse a perspective as possible. So I would agree in some respects that the nature of a university institution is to explore the truth and to accept and evaluate ideas, but I would say that the university system, certainly the University of Wisconsin system, and certainly our campus is interested in having as broad a spectrum as possible of thinkers on the campus, because that furthers the goal of education and also produces stronger and more interesting and more sound debate in terms of ideas.
Yeah,
I disagree wholeheartedly with what he just said. There's a, you know, you have this pretense that you have this openness and this willingness to include people of every inclination, but, you know, looking at the propaganda that comes out of the UW Extension system, most of it, the vast majority of it, is dedicated to expanding the role of the state. And like I said, you know, this statism, this socialism that we're experiencing right now is going to be our destruction.
I appreciate your comments and appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thanks very much. If you'd like to join in, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. Well, does the Wisconsin idea today mean service to the state of Wisconsin? Is that what it's referring to?
Well, I think it's interesting that originally the Wisconsin idea was created out of one institution, out of the University of Wisconsin, which at one time was only Madison. Today, after 1971, of the merger of the state colleges and universities with the University of Wisconsin system campuses and extension, we have a much more robust university that extends all over the state with 26 campuses and co-op offices in all 72 counties, public radio, public television. So I think it means service to the state, and it means something different perhaps to each institution. Madison, I think if you look at the Wisconsin idea on their website, they have a modern interpretation that they're a flagship, one of the top research universities in the country and in the world, that their reach and services beyond Wisconsin, certainly relevant to Wisconsin, but reaches beyond our borders. The four-year campuses, you see a very interesting comprehensive campuses interest in serving their regions of the state, and then the University of Wisconsin Extension and the University of Wisconsin Colleges, I think, truly carry out that original Wisconsin idea, mission of reaching out and providing service to the entire state, not just a particular region or a certain area. So I think the definition is very broad, and it depends on the perspective of where you are in the system. But I think everyone in the system realizes that the university is a tremendous asset and resource for growing Wisconsin, yeah, and has been for since the beginning of its statehood, really.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to not look at the I don't know where you'd begin to talk about the number of discoveries and research findings and so forth that have positively benefited the state.
Well, when you think about what an asset the system is to us in terms of and I've asked the listeners to think about how the University of Wisconsin system has touched you in your lives. I'm a lifetime resident, and having a UW down the street from me impacted my family's lives in terms of plays and lectures and having a library resources, Wisconsin Public Radio, Public Television. If you participated in 4-H or visited a co-op office or had an extension agent out to a farm or a piece of your land, or if you pursued a degree, or if you benefited from research directly or indirectly that was created out of our major research universities, that it's hard to imagine what Wisconsin would be like without this amazing university system that we have, and it touches people in directly and indirectly in a variety of ways throughout their lives.
Tom Plager, Dean of the and Campus Executive Officer, Associate Professor of Anthropology and Archaeology at the UW-Baraboo Sauk County Campus. Our guest today as we talk about the relevance of the Wisconsin Idea in 2010. I'm Larry Mueller. Dave Potratz, our on-air producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you'd like to join in as we talk about the Wisconsin Idea here in 2010, I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us. The email address is talk@WPR.org, talk@WPR.org. And we'll take some more calls, more callers online here, certainly. Robert in Lakewood, Illinois, I believe you're next. Hi, Robert.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. And I'd just like to pursue the answer that the dean gave to that caller who was talking about the liberal bent of the faculty at the University of Wisconsin. And my questions are twofold. First of all, what is the percentage of liberal or liberal-minded professors versus the percentage of those who might be called conservative on the faculty? And the second question I have is, he seemed to imply that only liberals pursue ideas and liberals are looking for truth and looking at new ideas or new directions, and that seems to exclude conservatives. And what gives him the idea that conservatives do not also explore new ideas, look for new avenues of truth? It's not the domain exclusively of just liberal thinking professors or educators.
Great question. I appreciate your comments. First, I'm not at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I can't tell you what the percentages are. I don't know if the university system studies that. On my own campus, I don't query faculty as to where they fall on the political spectrum, but I know we have a wide range of people that would fall across the political spectrum in terms of their thinking, and there are some, I would say, generalizations that you seem to see patterns with certain disciplines, and I certainly did not, if I implied, I didn't mean to suggest that a liberal perspective is the only a place where open ideas and exchanges take place. What I will clarify and say is a liberal education, which does not necessarily relate to the political definition of liberal at all, is an education that produces people who are open to ideas and exploration of ideas, and that certainly is not limited only to one political arena. So I wanted to clarify that. But I don't know the answer in terms of percentages across the entire university system, other than we look for the best candidate for a position and how their research and how their teaching abilities fit within the mission of each campus and each institution.
Yeah, I hear a faculty member on the UW-Madison campus, and it's a pretty broad range, and I think to some extent their discipline may play some part of a role in whether or not a particular area is more conservative or more liberal. Just off the top of my head, I guess I couldn't tell you, but I know there's a broad spectrum here at the UW-Madison, despite what might be considered conventional thinking on that.
And I think that's probably system-wide from colleagues that I know on other campuses, that that's not just unique to Madison. But I think there is a perception that people think the university is dominated by one political perspective.
Frankly, the area of the campus that I am, if I were to guess, I would say that there are more conservative faculty members than there are liberal faculty members. So it's hard to say. Sally in Wayland, Minnesota, it's your turn. Hi, Sally.
Hey, you guys. I just want to let everybody know that I am very, very proud of the Wisconsin Idea. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I will always be very proud of that. And I happily give my tax dollars, which is actually a very tiny, minuscule portion of my tax dollars, to the state. And I happily pledge, in addition to Wisconsin Public Radio, it's my pleasure to serve you as you serve me.
Well, that's great to hear from the perspective of someone's on a campus, and I'm sure Larry feels the same coming from public radio.
Thank you very much, Sally. Appreciate those comments. Susan, who's on the road, I'm not sure where, but Susan, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. thanks for taking my call. I think I've got some pretty good reception. I'm between Madison and Milwaukee.
Okay.
I am a graduate of the University of Wisconsin system and familiar with the Wisconsin idea. And I just have to respond to the gentleman who called, and I'm sure you've gotten some other comments about the leftist leanings or the socialist state. First of all, I'm a graduate of the business school, and I can tell you that the business school is definitely not a leftist-leaning institution at all. And I've both graduated from there with 2 degrees, and I have taught there. And so there's great discourse on both sides of the spectrum there, and respectful discourse. And so I would disagree with that. And I also happily give a fraction of my tax dollars, because it is a very small fraction that supports the university. And I guess what I would ask, and this is a broader question, why is it that people consider certain aspects, say healthcare, as a socialist idea when we have public roads, public water, public police, public fire, public military, public schools? Why is there one aspect, whether it be extension or whether it be a portion of the university, that's considered leftist-leaning and socialist when we have all these other programs, many of which grow out of the university in ideas?
Mm-hmm.
Why is one portion considered socialist? Do you have any comment on that?
Well, that's taking us afield a bit, Tom, but...
Well, I think your comments, first of all, I appreciate your comments about the business school and the diversity of thought across the University of Wisconsin system. I think that's a mark of a quality university. It's one of the reasons that we have a tenure system, is to provide a system where people can earn tenure and continue to teach and be free to teach and pursue the ideas and knowledge that they're interested in. As to why certain areas seem to be fall on one side of the political spectrum or the other, I think is a much broader question, as Larry suggested, but it's one that the university can play a significant role in terms of engaging university faculty and university expertise to explore ideas. And I think you're seeing that in a variety of topics today that are relevant to the state and nationally, of legislators interacting with university faculty and experts to understand the issue of the day.
Yeah,
I've absolutely, as my myself being a graduate and my daughter being a graduate, we were exposed to a variety of ideas by faculty. And like I said, great discourse took place on both, if you want to say, sides of the spectrum, whether they be right or left. And the ideas coming out of the university and the Wisconsin idea really does not have a politic associated with it, and that is my point.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Jeff in Superior, it's your turn. Hi, Jeff. Thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to share a personal story. Back in the late 1800s, my great-grandmother and great-grandfather, she was from Sweden, he was from Norway. They met, started a farm in northern Wisconsin, and had several children. One of their daughters, back in 1920, went to Columbia University in New York and was one of the original women suffragettes fighting for the women's right to vote. And she graduated and came up to Wisconsin Teachers College in Superior, which later became UW-Superior. And she taught for several years as a woman and retired in the, I think, 1950s or 60s. But she felt a lot of support in the university system to advance the America in terms of giving women the right to vote. And the university system meant so much to her and my grandfather's family for that reason.
That's a great story, and I do a limited amount of travel in higher ed circles in the country, one of the things you hear over and over again is how the University of Wisconsin system, what we have here in Wisconsin, has a tremendous history, but it's also a system that other states try to emulate and appreciate, and it doesn't matter. It's interesting when I'm out at professional lectures or conferences and people see University of Wisconsin, Baraboo Sauk County on my name tag and ask, where's that, unless they're familiar with the state and know its proximity to Madison. But it's that University of Wisconsin is internationally known, and it's this group great heritage of the type of university system we have, that and the idea that the university should benefit its citizens of the state and beyond, that I think people in higher ed around the country and around the globe are familiar with and are very respectful of. It's something that we should really treasure in terms of having here as a resource to the state.
That's true. Thanks again for calling. Karen in Green Bay, we're on to you now. Hi, Karen.
Hello. I'm calling in to say that I am from Wisconsin. I grew up in a conservative family, and I'm the oldest of seven. And six of us attended or graduated from Wisconsin universities.
Great.
And what I saw was, I was very proud to be in the Wisconsin University because I saw students from all over the world who had come to Wisconsin University because of our, because of the good things said about us. And so I was proud that I was part of the state and that people would come from, you know, all over the world to go to school here to get a valuable education. One of the things that I think your previous caller, coming from the side, a lot of them are blindly listening to the right-wing talk shows right now, and they're just going along with whatever these people are spreading with their ignorance of most of the government issues and state issues or whatever. What I learned in college was, in Wisconsin University, was to listen to all sides and to research research, and to find the truth. And that's what I learned. There were many debates in my classes, in conservative as well as liberal, and I had professors that were both. And I loved it because I just learned so much. And if I wouldn't have gone to college, I would maybe have stayed here and not really thought about a lot of things and gone along with, you know, whatever was told to me. So I feel that the university only enriched me and helped me search for the truth and to find out what was real, and to listen to people, you know, from all their sides. And also, I think that Wisconsin is a very human-based state, and I think the previous caller, usually someone who's calling like that, I think has a financial-based agenda rather than a human-based agenda. And like I said, I came from an extremely conservative family. My father is still extremely conservative, and holidays are always interesting. But I'm just so thankful that I went to Wisconsin University, and my life has been wonderful, I feel, because of that, my career choices and things like that. So I just want to say thank you to anyone who works at the university because I benefited so greatly.
Thank you for your comments. I'm glad to hear you had a good experience within the University of Wisconsin system, and I think your comments reflect one of our earlier programs on the liberal arts and the value of a university education, of exploring the world and approaching ideas and critical thinking. And so thank you for those comments.
Yep, thanks very much for calling. You can join in, too, by the way, with your questions or comments at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. I think if, you know, as you think about the resources of the UW, there's directly and indirectly, there are lots of ways that we as citizens can access it.
Well, that's true, and that's what makes our system such a unique system. Rather than independent institutions with limited scope and service to the state, we have all of our campuses and extension resources united by the University of Wisconsin system and a board of regents that oversees the entire system. But if you think about you have campuses at 26 locations to begin an education, come back to pursue an education, to access continuing education through extension operations on those campuses, cooperative extension offices in all 72 counties that provide university expertise in a variety of areas and outreach, and of course public radio and public television, which it's amazing how many Wisconsinites don't realize the connection of those two very important outreach organizations and services and what their connection is to the University of Wisconsin system, that it's hard to not have some direct connection or direct connection to the UW, and it's hard to find to not find a place where you can find information about how you can pursue an education, whether it's a formal education or lifelong learning in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or by email at talk@wpr.org. And I think this whole business of technology is really helping to modernize our Wisconsin idea in terms of delivery.
Well, it is. And if you think about Wisconsin was one of the pioneering states with public television and public radio. It's now a pioneering state in terms of online learning through individual institutions and the University of Wisconsin Extension, continuing education and e-learning, as well as video conferencing, that there are so many ways now that one can pursue an education and access formal resources of the UW that you're not limited to going to a particular campus. You can pursue a formal education online or lifelong learning classes online that really now makes access available anywhere in the state and at any time. And I think we're going to see an evolution of this technology to really further opportunities and access for people in the state like we've never seen before as we move forward with investing in these technologies.
Yeah, if you think about all of the online courses that are both credit and non-credit, there are hundreds of them.
Well, it's amazing around the system, and one of the things that I believe UW Extension is working on is organizing these and making them more publicly accessible. And on our own campus, we have students taking online courses that have never been to Wisconsin. So not only are county residents benefiting, our state residents, but people even outside of Wisconsin or that are maybe grew up in Wisconsin are away, could be in the military or have left the state for some particular reason, but are still able to access university resources through this technology. And I suspect as you see more and more degrees come online and online learning becomes more mainstream, that we'll see more people embracing this. And I should also point out that students are now doing a mix where on our campus we have students doing online courses, face-to-face courses, video conferencing courses. So the array of offerings is much broader now to a student, even if they're on a campus, than has ever existed before.
And I know in the College of Ag and Life Sciences, where I'm housed for a lot of my job, there are classes that have involved groups from several different countries all participating at the same time in a single class. And it really, that's really extending beyond the borders. But for the Wisconsin students, it's a great experience. I think it's a great experience for those from China and the other countries in Africa and countries around the world, really, who participate.
And it's amazing how that can enrich the university experience of being able to transcend spatial logistics and offer and connect people over very broad distances for discussion. That it's an amazing era that we're in terms of how we're moving forward and utilizing those technologies to pursue knowledge and allow access to university resources. It'd be interesting to know what Van Hise would have thought about what's available today and his ideas of reaching out to the entire state or imagining reaching out to the entire world using a technology that probably was not thought about or couldn't have been conceived in the 1900s. And you wonder where we will be 50 years from now or 20 years from now.
Yeah, you wonder, don't you? Valerie in Manitowoc, let's go to you now. Hi, Valerie.
Good morning.
Hi.
I am a fan of Wisconsin Public Radio, and the Wisconsin idea is something I think the whole world needs.
Oh.
I would love to see this take root in Africa and in the Middle East, everywhere, because, let me tell you, I'm 75 years old. I grew up in Oconee County in the boonies, and we went to a little grade school, and my first idea that there was a bigger world out there was the book box that came around.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And on the radio, we would have Let's Draw, and they'd play classical music.
Yeah,
I think the other one was Let's Sing.
Yeah,
and some professor, I can't think of his name, would introduce us to pieces that we never would have ever, you know, been in touch with. When I was in high school, our little high school solo and festival winners would go to Madison. That was my first view of the campus.
Yeah.
A great story, and I think it reflects the reach the university has had over the years to people in remote locations. I'm from Marinette, so I'm very familiar with Oconto.
Exactly, and I just want to say this is the Wisconsin idea belongs everywhere.
All right.
Big comment.
Thank you, Valerie. Bill and Freedom, we are on to you now. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I think the Wisconsin idea is progressing the whole nation, hands down. I think we're doing a great job. I think all you professors are doing a wonderful job, and I thank you for all your dedication and hard work.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Bill. I appreciate that call. Well, you know, it's a great job that we have, isn't it?
Well, it is. I just got done addressing about 140 prospective students and some parents and teachers. One of the things I tell them at being a college professor is you get to be in college forever and just keep coming back. And it is an exciting environment, new ideas, new people, and it's great to see the public embrace what we do at the university and take advantage of the resources we offer. So that's a great comment.
Yeah. Bob in West Allis, on to you. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry. I want to tell you that the Wisconsin idea was alive and strong way back in the 1930s, because in my little small town of New Auburn, I was able to take the program this lady just mentioned, Let's Draw, mm-hmm. and also a course in writing, so that they taught us how to use the penmanship and how valuable that was. Also, I was, while still in grade school, I took a course in radio and built my first two-tube radio back way back in the 30s and had a my courses responded to a correspondence course and had the lessons very thoroughly reviewed by a correspondence teacher. And that put me in good stead to go on to college.
That's great to hear. The correspondence course movement and development at UW-Madison was the internet of the day in terms of the equivalent of online learning. And we're transitioning now to online and other technologies. But I know there's a rich history there in terms of correspondence courses. And a lot of people took advantage of of that type of learning when it was made available. And it was a very progressive idea at the time that other states looked to what was going on in Wisconsin and developed similar correspondence courses.
Thanks again for calling. I appreciate it. What about, you know, here we're in a financial situation statewide that is obviously a very difficult situation. And what about it in relationship to the Wisconsin idea?
Well, I think looking to the future, that the university should really be thought of as a resource for propelling the state forward, and certainly in terms of producing more degree holders, producing more research, spin-off research development that's coming from our two research campuses, Madison and Milwaukee, and research that's going on at the other campuses. And I think that the Wisconsin idea and the University of Wisconsin system are more relevant than ever as we move toward an economy that's global in interconnectedness and in terms of the acquisition of knowledge and the importance of knowledge in higher education, that I think we can play an even greater role than we ever have before in the history of the state. So it's should be front and center on Wisconsinites' minds. I'm pleased to hear so many people calling in are familiar with Wisconsin idea, that it's not a concept that's disappeared.
Tom, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you.
I appreciate it very much. Tom Plager, Dean and Campus Executive Officer and Associate Professor of Anthropology and Archaeology at the UW-Baraboo Sauk County Campus. It's fun to talk about the Wisconsin idea. We heard people who aren't crazy about it and people who love it and some probably in the middle, and that's probably always the way it's going to be. But I think we're going to see the Wisconsin idea stay in Wisconsin and hopefully in other places as well for a long time to come. And speaking of spreading knowledge from the boundaries of the campus to the boundaries of the state, Donna Lotzer's with us to do just that coming up next as we talk with her about poisons and poisonings. They can span a lifetime. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.